Now Nixon came unto the people and lifted his arms high and showed them the palms of his hands, that they might see the marks of his crucifixion and marvel at his resurrection. And the people were sore amazed, and he cried out to them, "Behold the man, Nixon's the one. I am the re-election and the right." And they regarded him but as a fisher of votes and believed him not. His enemies hissed and cried, "Deliver us from Tricky Dick," and asked, "Wouldst buy a used chariot from this man?" But Richard said unto them, "Verily, when I was young, I girded up my loins and smeared with a mighty hand, and mine enemies cried out against me and said, 'Beware, beware.' Then I knew that I had sinned, and I suffered wretchedness and desolation of the spirit, and from the electoral college I dropped out. But lo, I am born again. Wherefore loveth me, feed my sheep, and get ye unto the precincts, and baptize the unbelievers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass that the voters blessed him. And the new Pharaoh was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of Gop. For the Republicans were in the temple praising and blessing Richard. Now for the first 100 days, Richard wandered in the wilderness of Washington from the deserts of dissent to the mountains of moratorium, seeking the signs of the times. But there came unto Richard the Pharisees and certain of the scribes, and the young men who studied not for war, for they had read the gospel according to John the leftist. And they grew hair and wore coats of many colors, so that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And the Pharisees asked, "What of the inflation?" And Richard replied, "Glad am I that thou hast asked that question." And the scribes asked, "What of integration?" And Richard replied, "I would make myself perfectly clear on that point." And the young men cried, "When shall we have peace?" And Richard replied, "Let me say this, and let us make no mistake about it." Whereupon did Richard summon his silent majority, and he saith unto them, "Gird up thy loins, for the day of judgment is soon at hand. Battle with all thy strength, lest the Democrats return again." And the suburbs cheered him, and there was great reaction, yea, even unto Orange County. Wherefore, verily, I say unto you, my brethren, let us pray.